Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Experience, but there was no other way to solve this problem. Sometimes it's a set time that we got to do some things. We may not feel that it's a set time, but it's God's set time. Amen? And in fact, to avoid exalting himself, Paul described his experience in the third person rather than the first person. And we are going to talk about three experiences from God on behalf of the Apostle Paul. The first one is glory. The next one is goodness. And the third one is grace. Now, in his glory, he honored Paul.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, the Apostle Paul started off in verse 1 when he said, I could boast about my experience in heaven. But he knew, what profit would that be if I try to boast? Amen? But now it was the time for him to tell what happened, to show that he has been touched by God. Don't you know when you've really been touched? People see that you've been touched. You don't have to tell nobody that you've been touched. They can see it by the way you talk. They can see it by the way you walk. They can see it by the way you love one another. Amen? So he started from the lowest, the most humiliated event in his ministry, to the highest, the most exalted one.
Yes.
Now, the Judaizers were anxious to receive honor.
Well,
and they boasted about their letter of recommendation. But see, Paul did not look for honor from men. He let God honor him. But that alone is honor that really counts. Amen? Because when men start honoring you, they'll do it as long as you get along with them. They'll do it as long as you saying nice things about them. They'll do it as long as you may cook them some dinner every now and then. But see, God don't depend on whether or not we do anything for him. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. First, God honored Paul by giving him visions and revelations where Paul saw the glorified Christ on the very same day that he was converted. Hallelujah. He saw a vision of Ananias coming to him to minister to him in Acts 9 and 12. He also saw a vision from God when he was called to minister to the Gentiles, Acts 22:17. Y'all, I am fired up on tonight. Hallelujah. So I hope y'all be fired up by the time y'all leave this house on tonight. Amen? None of me, but all of God. Amen? Now, during his ministry, he had visions from God to guide him and encourage him. It was by a vision that he was called to Macedonia, Acts 16:9. And also, when the minister was difficult in Corinth, God encouraged him. Encouraged him by a vision to go there. That's Acts 18:9-10. And after his arrest in Jerusalem, Paul again encouraged him by a vision to go over and to take care of business. But he encouraged him every time. This was done in Acts 23:11. Amen? And along with all these special visions that related to his call and ministry, spiritual revelation of divine truth were also communicated to Paul. Also in Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 1-6, God gave him a profound understanding of the plan of God for this season, for this age, for the Gentiles. Amen?
Hallelujah.
God also honored Paul by taking him to heaven and then sending him back to earth. Amen? And Paul adopted that approach how, as he unfolds this experience to his friends and enemies at Corinth. And speaking of himself in the third person by saying, I knew a man. I mean, he was speaking about himself. He explained that the experience was so wonderful that he didn't even know whether he was taken up in his body or in his spirit. Well, he's alive or dead. Amen. That was an experience. Hallelujah. Now, the important thing is that Paul was caught up to the third heaven. Scriptures implies the existence of three heavens. The first is the atmosphere.
That's right.
Above us.
That's right.
That is the blue sky.
That's it.
The second is the stellar heaven.
That's it.
And the third is the highest heaven, where the throne of God is. Hallelujah.
Teach it.
God also him to hear unspeakable words while he was in heaven. He overheard the divine secrets that are shared only in heaven. Amen. And it could not even be publicized. It could not be speaking once Paul got back to earth. Amen. And we look at Moses. Moses had an intimate with God. But here is, that was on the mountaintop. But here Paul met him in heaven. Hallelujah. Spiritual discipline during those 40 years. But he had told this experience to no one. This is no, there's no doubt in our mind that this vision of God's glory was one of the sustaining power in Paul's life to just keep him going. Keep him in it without. See, if we just see a little glimpse of what God is doing, we can keep on pushing. You know, when we get tired, we don't get tired. Keep on pushing. You're going to see something, y'all.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
when you see something, you can no longer be the same. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. And no matter where it was, whether Paul was in prison, in the deep, in dangerous travels, God was with him.
Yes.
You and I are not going to heaven until we die, until God returns.
Yes.
But we have the assurance that we today seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Yes.
We have a position of authority and victory far above all.
Yes.
While we have not seen God's glory as Paul did, oh Lord, hallelujah, we do share God's glory.
Yes.
And one day, we should enter the heavens and behold the glory of Christ. Amen. Such an honor as this would have made people very proud. Instead of keeping quiet for 14 years, Paul kept quiet for 14 years. Can you imagine somebody keeping that experience quiet for 14 years? If it was one of us, we probably... Me, I said me, I used me. I would have read told everybody, yo, I've been to heaven and back. But see, Paul was disciplined. We got to be disciplined. Sometimes we just go out and just speak out and do things. Wait on the Lord to tell you when you Paul did not become proud. He simply told the truth. It was not empty boasting.
No.
And let the facts speak for themselves.
Yes.
His great concern was that nobody robbed God of the glory. And he didn't want Paul.
That's right.
Paul wanted others to have an honest estimate of him his work.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go by what nobody else said.
That's right.
Let my words speak for me.
That's right.
If I can't show you Jesus in me,
that's right.
There's something wrong with my words.
Yes.
Nobody go and tell the words. Reverend Herman, Sister Herman, Pastor Herman, whatever it may be, Servant Herman.
Yes.
I need Jesus to honor that.
Yes.
Yes. Because when Jesus honor it,
yes,
where to honor.
Yes.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at Amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kayt-fm.com.